halfway through 2017, the situation looks as dire as ever. We have now reached a staggering 141 million people who are in need of emergency assistance around the world. Now, what we are asking the donors for in support so that we can do our work has grown to now $23.5 billion.
And this is because of new disasters and protracted emergencies. We've seen spiking violence. Democratic Republic of the Congo in the Kasai province, we've heard a lot about that at the Human Rights Council, but not just that, obviously.
Exactly. Since we officially launched the appeal for this year, we have issued an additional flash appeal for the deteriorating crisis in the Kasai province of the DRC. We have had other flash appeals addressing right now the situation with drought in Kenya. We have had tropical cyclones in Madagascar and in Mozambique. We have had flooding in Peru. These are things that are just adding on to the long-standing protracted crisis that we have around the world in places such as Iraq, Yemen, and not least Syria, which just continues to drain the funding that are available.
So you list these conflicts and these protracted disasters around the world, and you're dealing with 37 countries. But how are we doing in terms of the prevention of disasters and helping countries help themselves?
We are looking very, very hard at implementing many of the recommendations that came out of the World Humanitarian Summit last year and the Agenda for Humanity. We have this year a multi-year planning, for example, where we work very closely with development partners to look at protracted crises in places such as the Central African Republic and also the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
But how are you going to get the funding for them? You're only one quarter funded. You're only getting, let's see, $6.2 billion in funding so far this year. You actually need four times that.
It is very difficult to actually raise all the money that we need. And that is exactly why we're trying to make this shift from not only responding to the needs, but also looking at how can we prevent them from arising in the first place. One extremely important aspect of that actually goes beyond what humanitarians do, and that is to try to find political solutions to these protracted, long-standing, massive crises that we have around the world, which year after year requires so much assistance.